Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be doing page 198, Sadi Tes on the Beis, continuing in Simen Shin Vav, and today we are doing Se'ifim Tes, Yod Aleph, and yeah, Tes Yod Aleph, maybe the beginning of Yod Beis. So let's begin. Se'if Tes. Asur lomar leinu yudi she'elech chutzotchum b'shabes achar krovei ameis she'yavo lasbido. You're not allowed to tell a non-Jew, if let's say someone dies, and you know that his relatives are in a different town, and they're going to want to get here in order to be able to say a hesped the following day. So you're not allowed to tell a non-Jew on Shabbos to go outside of the tchum for you in order to fetch those relatives so that they can make it back in time for the levaya to be maspid the mace. Meaning there's no pikuach nefesh, a guy's dead already. So you know you can't go ask a non-Jew to leave the tchum for you. But if you have someone who's deathly ill and he's on his last breaths and he asks to send for his relatives, vaday shari, that for sure you're allowed to send a non-Jew to go fetch his relatives for him. Says the Mishabur Siv Katan Mem, Asur Lomar, Didavka Lomar Lo Lasso Sachar Shabbos Mutum Mishum David Tzarcha Mitzvah. You can only ask him to do this after Shabbos, because that's Tzarcha Mitzvah, Kumash Kosab Siv Gimel. Avaloshi Yaso Yelich B'Shabbos, but not that the Goy should go for you on Shabbos, V'chein Afilu Amar Lomay Erev Shabbos Lassos B'Shabbos Lassar. Not only that, you're not even allowed to instruct the non-Jew on Erev Shabbos to go on Shabbos, Avshu L'Tzarech Kala O Meis, even though it's for the sake of a Kala or a Meis. But we said, if the person is dying and he's still alive and he wants his relatives, then vaday shari afilu liskarenu Yehudi ratz sheyarutz kama parcels b'Shabbos, even if it means hiring an enu Yehudi to run and to travel great distances on Shabbos, lavi krov motzoi Shabbos, to bring back the relatives on motzoi Shabbos, gam kin shari kedei shol tishrov dayet olav. That's also mutter, because in a person's last moments, it's very critical to have a sense of yishuv hadas, and that could actually prolong his life. So that's, in a certain sense, that's pikuach nefesh. I see in the dirshu over here, he says uliskasher betelephone lekrovav shalachola, to call on a telephone the relatives of the chola, histapik hagrashaz orbach im mutter. So that, the Rashom Zalman is not sure whether that's mutter. Sha'af shekashem iskasher nidlekas nura b'markaziyah harishit v'yesh b'mshamisu darais mikol mokeinz l'tzor chasicha klal, he says, because even though there may be some halacha d'araisa going on, that's not l'tzorech l'chol whatsoever. So anyway, so at least it's a suffix, meaning that might be a shaila that's somewhat related to pikuach nefesh, that maybe you're even allowed to call relatives as the person is dying. Si'if yud, l'hachlev mashkon la'inu Yehudi b'Shabbos, muterim u'malbush, to switch out a mashkon, a collateral that you have for an enu Yehudi on Shabbos, it's muter if it's an item of clothing, v'yotzenu enu Yehudi derech malbusho. And the way the guy is going to bring it to you is by wearing it, not by carrying it. So let's see the Mishabura. This is to the exclusion of those poskim who hold that looks like you're doing business on Shabbos if he's exchanging a mashkon, he's giving you back your collateral. Derech malbusho, halav achyaser, and even then he's only allowed to do it if he's wearing it. But if he's not wearing it, it's aser. To kivin shom mushkon liYisrael, havi kilu hishal Yisrael v'asu mishmaris ayin, because since it's given as a collateral to a Jewish person, it's like it belongs to the Jewish person, and therefore it's a violation of Maris Ayin, because it makes it look like the Jew asked the non-Jew to take it out for him. What is that referring to in Simen Shin Chafei? So the Mishbura says, B'Siv Gimel Ba'aga, in Shin Chafei, Siv Gimel in Ramah, D'tov She'en Yudhi Yikach HaMashkon Ba'atzmo V'yineach Achar B'mekomo V'lo Yigabay Yisrael. It's better for the non-Jew to do it all, to do the entire exchange and not to involve the Jew at all. So you could put it down and the Jews will just take back something else, and that way the Jew doesn't touch anything, and that would be much, much better. See if you're Aleph. Mutter liknos bayis be'eretz Yisrael, as the Gemara in Gittin, mutter liknos bayis be'eretz Yisrael min einu Yehudi b'Shabbos, you're allowed to buy a house in Israel from an einu Yehudi on Shabbos, v'choseim u'malabar kos, and it could be signed in the secular courts to file the documents, hagosh shalahem, b'ksav shalahem, in their writings, deinu asarach midrabanan, because writing in their script, when you're not writing in Lashon HaKodesh, it's only in Nisad Rabbanan, u'mishum yishver etzol lo gazran, the Rabbanan were not gozer, when it's on account of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That is a great chiddush. Let's see what the Mishmar has to say. Lukros bayis v'ketzer also. What do you do? Maru lo kisim shel dinarim. You show him your suitcases full of money. Ve'en Yehudi chosim u'mal barkos. And then Yehudi is going to be the one that signs and files all the paperwork. Aval asu litol no mos lahedya. But you're not allowed to just hand over the money. Eretz Yisrael, the Surya Eretz Yisrael, the davar zeh ken kosav Rambam bayin magen Rambam ashkazim zeh. Surya has a din of Eretz Yisrael, even though the halacha is in Yoredeya that you're allowed to sell a house in Surya to an Ovid Chavim, but it's still a little bit of a mitzvah to buy it back, to get back in Jewish hands a house in Surya. De'eno aser, sivkat mem zayin, ratzolomer, haksiva zo, himid rabbanan. This is the wild chiddush, right? That writing in other languages is only an iser midrabanan. If you write in English, that it's only midrabanan. Vavi shvus to shvus al yidei eni Yehudi. And therefore, it's a shvus to shvus, because you have a guy writing, he's writing in a language that's not Lashon HaKodesh, and it's for the sake of a mitzvah, mishamach yitur mishum yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And they were matir that for the sake of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Dirshu discusses, what about nowadays where you're buying from Yishma'elim who are not Ovdei Avodah Zarah? So he quotes from the Minchas Yitzchak that maybe you're not allowed to buy a house from them on Shabbos because you're not taking it away from Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And he quotes others who disagree, that say that it's still mutter even from Yishma'elim. V'ayin b'bir alacha shebiarnu. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, I need to tell you that I explain clearly in the Bir Alacha that this sheet of the Or Zeruah, that writing in other languages is not called Kosev Midal Raisa. That's a Das Yachid in Poskim. Vein L'shem Makom B'Shas. There's no source for it in Shas. We call it Poskim Cholken Al Zeh. All the Poskim disagree with this. Usvir L'daf B'Ksav Shalehem U'Lisim Midal Raisa. And most Poskim hold you write in whatever language it's in Isidal Raisa. De B'chol L'shem Chayiv K'disa B'Mishnah V'afilu Achi Yitiru B'Kan Al Yidei Yehudi Mishum Yishver Yitzual. And the Chiddush over here is not that it's a Shvus to Shvus. It wouldn't be a Chiddush if it was a Shvus to Shvus. They allow even Amir La'akum on a Malacha Dal Raisa for the sake of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And even though it's true, the Mechaber generally paskins that you're not allowed to do Amir La'akum on a Malacha D'oraisa, even for the sake of a mitzvah, but Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a different kind of mitzvah. This is different to save portions of Eretz Yisrael from the hands of Ovdei Kochavim, even a Malacha D'oraisa through Amir La'akum, you're allowed to do. L'fizeh, also l'malei niyudu b'shabes l'chzav mikhtav v'filu tzorach mitzvah. So according to this, you cannot ask a non-Jew to just stop and write a letter for you for the sake of a mitzvah. You can't say, well, he's writing it in English, so it's only drabanan. And it's Amir La'akum, so it's a double drabanan, and it's a tzorach mitzvah. No! It's not only a drabanan, it's d'oraisa. And we only allowed it for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Imloshu gamkin, tzorach God, l'efshu d'yesh la'akel. Unless maybe if it's a really major need, then maybe you could say that it rises to the level like Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And we could be making. Let's begin Si'if Yud Beis. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Mutala Hachriz B'Shabbos Al Aveda Avilu Yidavir Sha'asa L'Taltalo. You're allowed to announce about a lost object on Shabbos, even if it's something that's Muksa, so the person's not going to be able to come pick it up on Shabbos. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Al Aveda Shemish Yodea Ba Yavov Yagid Shabbos Aveda Mitzvah, who, if you know about an Aveda, tell people about it, because Shabbos Aveda is a mitzvah. V'lomer l'misheinu yodeh mimenashi yeshivene, gamzeh hu b'chal chefzei shemayim v'shari. And to let people know about it so that you could return it is considered chefzei shemayim. That's not considered daber daber. That's not considered chafatzecha asurim. That's chefzei shemayim. That's mutter. V'nagu l'hachriz gam al Aveda seinu yudi b'pnei darkei shalom u'makom sakana pshita d'shari. Even if it's an Aveda of a guy, for darkei shalom reasons, we announce such avedas as well. And in Makom Sakan, it's for sure mutter. You can also announce about a stolen object in order to be able to return that on Shabbos. Memtes afilu shlo yuchal ameshiv leish vayom. Even if it's a muksa item where you can't actually return it today, afilu achim mutter kedei lefarsema inyan b'Shabbos shuzman knuf yol rabim. But the best time to make an an announcement. If someone left their laptop in shul, right, the best time to make an announcement in shul is on Shabbos, because that's when everybody's there. So that's the most opportune time to do the Hashavas, to announce the Hashavas Aveda, even though you can't actually give the guy back his laptop on Shabbos, because it happens to be Muktzah. But that's the best way to announce it. So to review what we learned tonight, first we said that you cannot ask a non-Jew to go outside of the Tchum Shabbos for the sake of bringing people to be maspid a mace, but you can do it for the sake of a chola, because it's karov lepikuach nefesh for the sake of a chola. Then we said that to exchange a mashkon is a machlokas, whether an any Yehudi can bring you back your mashkon to exchange for you, but if it's an item of clothing and he's wearing it, it's mutter, but the Mishmur said it's even better if he does the entire exchange. And then in Sefer Aleph we said that there are two opinions about how to understand the heter to buy a house in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos. Either it's a din of shus teshvus b'makom mitzvah, he's writing in other languages, is only drabanan, or more likely, the Mishmur says, that it's a daraisa to write in other languages. And we allow even a single amir l'akum on a melacha daraisa for the sake of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, just because of the greatness of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And finally, we learned in Sifyut Beis that you're allowed to announce an Aveda on Shabbos, even if that Aveda happens to be Muktzah, because Shabbos is the most opportune time to announce things like that, since that's when everybody is available, that's when everybody is around in Shul. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow night, same time, same place, and we will pick up with the Ramah at the bottom of page 198. Everyone have a wonderful evening.